Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we've lost the report here. The first thing is I started taking the Red Deer Velvet DR, and it is miraculous. What it's doing to my body, and I take a lot of supplements, and they're fantastic, and if I didn't take them, boy, let me tell you, you feel totally different if you take our NutriMeds. But when I started doing that, on top of already doing my epigenetic frequency therapy, I have my antenna blasting me literally right now while I'm in the studio. I have my Sonic Life professional machine where I do the song of DNA, literally pumping it through my Dropbox, the frequency therapy that I do. When I added Red Deer Velvet DR, it was mind-blowing what it's doing. Any joints were sore, they're gone. Any energy or edema I had was gone. Any fatigue I had is gone. I feel like the clock is literally being turned back really quickly, too. And we're going to see the emergence of technology, and I'm collecting pieces of it. We're having international patents on the Red Deer Velvet. We already have patents pending here in the West and U.S. We're also going to be getting patents on my epigenetic frequency therapy that's the first in the world that actually induces frequencies to stimulate and turn on messenger RNA induction for your cell regeneration to create structural proteins and enzymes. I have the first and the only technology on the planet. Nobody else has anything even similar or remotely like this. We also have the best nutraceuticals. If you go through our list of over 100 nutraceuticals, you can't compare what we have to anybody else anywhere. Metagenics, Designs for Health, Allergy Research, and I know a lot of these guys going back 3 and 4 decades. I knew Steve Levine, for example, from University of California, that developed the allergy research company. It started off with things like, you know, his Optivite for eyes, etc. Our formula for vision is far superior. So if you want to go down head to toe, and I'm just going to talk about the conditions we can reverse. If you're balding, we can reverse that. If you're losing your hair because it's breaking off the pillow, we can reverse that. If you're getting wrinkles, we can reverse that. If you're losing your vision from cataracts or retinal deterioration, we can reverse that. If you've got periodontal disease and NECA, we can reverse that. If you've got blocked carotid arteries or abnormal circulation to your brain, we can reverse it. And we can use all kinds of technology. Our NutriMeds, things like our Brilliant Cap, photochromatic light therapy, epigenetic frequency treatment, now with our Red Deer Velvet DR, and we can reverse lipid disorders. We can actually do testing. In fact, yesterday I was logging on to Meridian Valley Labs, one of the many labs that I use, and I have a special accounts at all these different labs. I sent the test kits off, and one of our gentlemen that's got serious health problems, had a post-infective hypotensive cardiomyopathy, ended up in the ICU outside of Chicago, and literally I was in touch with the doctors and the specialists there every day monitoring him, and boy, they were screwing up. They were over-treating him with things that were causing his electrolytes and his blood pressure to get so low he was getting hypotensive spells. I had to kind of intervene a number of times so they wouldn't kill him. And this is not an anomaly that happened once in a while. It literally happens in almost every case I deal with, is stupid things are being done to people. Now, medications have their place. If you use them like a scalpel or a laser, carefully and judiciously, and in some cases, they should never be used. Like HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, they're like Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor, that can cause rhabdomyolysis and destroy your myoglobin, your muscles, so you get rhabdomyolysis and destroy your kidneys, or they block CoQ10, or they block your LDL cholesterol, which, by the way, you need in order to make myelin sheaths around your nerve fibers and your sex and adrenal hormones. So it's a form of chemical castration, okay? Now, you're going to hear the actual medical legal facts from me. That's why I'm a medical legal expert certified by the ABIMI and Stony Brook Medical Center in New York as a medical legal expert in every, not just some, every specialty. And I'm seriously thinking about going back online in school because I can pick up a law degree in a year, which I'm going to. I'm also in the process of redoing my board certification exam just for the sake of actually proving I have the knowledge base of not only conventional medicine and surgery, internal medicine, etc., but also alternative functional medicine, which I'm teaching because the new specialty that's housed in my brain and on my protocols that nobody else on the earth has. So you need to know, you can't go elsewhere and say, well, I'm going to second guess. In fact, I had somebody yesterday who was actually kind of humorous. He had been going online and he found out that some company is suggesting that their Red Deer Velvet, you just need to take that, you don't need to take any other supplements. Stop going to the sewer net. Stop thinking you're a Google genius, so you read something that's printed online and somehow all of a sudden you're a frigging functional medicine genius. You're not. Okay? First off, you need the right supplements to go along with Red Deer Velvet DR, and you may need epigenetic frequency therapy and mild hyperbarics in order to include everything. Signal plus substance equals healing. And if you've got stealth pathogens in your body and heavy metals, going for a stem cell transplant, even to my colleague Chris Centeno in Grand Cayman Islands, is useless. You have to remove the heavy metals, control your diabetes, reduce the glycation, stop the free radicals, get rid of stealth pathogens, clean up the soil in order to plant the seeds of the stem cells, which are basically just architects and engineers. Without the building blocks, nothing happens. If you're on a work site, let's say Trump, before he was building hotels and, you know, skating rinks in New York and the Central Park, you have to have the building blocks and the laborers and the building materials, because even when the architects and engineers arrive, nothing happens. Okay? The medical system is a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a disgusting mess, same as the geopolitical system. That's why he's such a disruptor. And I am so happy, I'm actually beside myself watching the Trump rally in Fargo, North Dakota. That's where my mama was born, Fargo, North Dakota, and where my grandfather lived for many years before he moved from there. Well, that Trump rally showed those tough people from North Dakota not only getting oil from the ground and surviving in the Northern Plains and so on and fighting wars, a lot of the veterans. We're going to have the abolition of Roe versus Wade. Now, I know I've talked to many attorneys and legal experts like Jonathan Graywell, who have back on from the Jurisdictionary course, which we, by the way, have links on our site. And that course, by the way, you spend 24 hours online, and you can actually get a certification that you're a pro se litigant expert, know how to process cases. The rules, as you say, are less than the rules of reading of baseball. But here's the facts. In the state of Oklahoma, even when a woman actually signs up for having an abortion, if they're forced to see an ultrasound, which is the law there, 78% of women stop and don't have the abortion. Now, you have to understand, this is murder by any other term, and I know firsthand, not secondhand, so you can't argue with me, you're going to lose it bad. The fact is that our country is going to have a massive split. When Roe versus Wade is gone, there are going to be some states that will still certify abortion right up to the moment of delivery, which is disgusting. In many places, even back in Canada, they had it limited up to the 20th week. The fact is, if you see an ultrasound, it's a baby. At any point in the abortion cycle, it's a baby. It's playing with its fingers. It's flipping around the water. It is a baby. It may be attached by an umbilical cord. It's not part of the mother. Its genetics are completely separate from the mother. It's dependent on the mother. It's not the mother. It's not her genetics. It's not her biology. It's attached and dependent on her. And to be quite honest with you, if we got the technology, we could probably remove these, let's say, extra uterine pregnancies, like tubal pregnancies, and put them in an artificial uterus and allow them to survive, or even a donor mother, where that baby would grow up to be a proper fetus. So we have to understand that, number one, the appointment of a new justice, which will probably occur pretty quickly. My guess, he'll select somebody over the next few weeks or months, and by the early fall, you're going to see a new appointee, and that'll be the end of Roe versus Wade. That's just a start, because they'll probably appoint somebody in their late 30s or 40s or early 50s, And most likely that justice will be there for 30 years plus. So it means a generation. And not only that, the prophecies, I'm going to have Mark Taylor back on, and I tried to call Mary Colbert. I'll see if I can get them back on the show, because he prophesied that Trump will appoint at least three judges. My guess, watching Napolitano this morning on Fox, it's going to be up to five before he finishes his second term, which will be the same as Ronald Reagan. But this will change the nature of the Supreme Court, so justices will not legislate from the bench. They will protect the Constitution, and they'll have judicial humility, which means they won't try to be legislators. They'll just simply try to interpret the Constitution as it was fixed. The same way we need to have national health care, like the ancient Kohenic system, which we can rationally have, and we can have a reverse tax rather than welfare that keeps black men out of the home of the black women so the little boys become criminals. And we need to have functional medicine so everybody, no matter what your gene defects, doesn't either become violent, like we talked yesterday, or get cancer or ADD. So we're pushing back, we're telling the truth, and we're going to become... And we're going to continue with our discussion. So going head to toe, we can literally reverse the illness of almost everything you can imagine, whether it's osteopenia, osteoporosis, heart disease, blocked arteries, dysbiosis, autoimmune conditions, cancer, peripheral and central neuropathy, ADD, ADHD, depression, suicidal tendency, even violence. For example, we talked about this yesterday, with the monoamine oxidase A, and I'm going to make a series of videos on this to actually pull up the literature, that the MOA, monoamine oxidase A, I can actually measure the gene SNPs and the organic acid of metabolites in an individual and tell them if they're criminal or violent or addicted, and actually fix with nutraceuticals their monoamine oxidase A gene SNP imbalance and fix it. And now, this is way different than just dealing with social engineering or legislative or policing, whatever. This fixes the individual whose brain chemistry is screwed up to make them more addictable, more violent, more dangerous. Now, we can do this with almost anything. We can do this with someone who's getting early dementia. And if you ask your doctor when they start using the dementia drugs, the ones that work on the butyrcholinesterase enzymes, actually, they did research on this and actually accelerates dementia. You know why? Because their theories are wrong. Butyrcholinesterase enzyme activity, or they look at the S100 protein aggregates and figure if we stop the S100 protein, we're going to stop Alzheimer's. These people are pharmacological morons. The fact is there are only three types of dementia. Neurovascular, which means microvascular circulatory issues, and it's related to dyslipidemia and formation of plaque. Number two, demyelination, where you reduce myelination. Third is infective and toxic. Toxic heavy metals and infective stealth pathogens can be in your body because of vaccines. And if you don't get rid of those, or, again, the toxins can include electromagnetic. For example, if you're using a cell phone on the side of your head, you're going to break down the blood-brain barrier and you're going to induce DNA changes in micronuclei. You can actually see it on the thermographic evaluation after someone's had the cell phone for 5 minutes, and you can see the thermographic changes. I can prove by specific studies exactly what's going on to people that develop early cancer using things like the RGCC test in Greece, using epigenetic frequency treatments that actually can change their frequency pattern of their cells and tissues are under oxidative stress. We can measure the oxidative markers, for example, 8-hydroxy-2'-deoxyguanosine T-bars and 9-neuronal-hydroxycholesterol levels in the body. And even the lipid fractions, in fact, they did test the order yesterday on one of our gentlemen who was getting had a carotid artery surgery done recently, within the last year, after he did a stem cell transplant. Unfortunately, he had a stroke. Luckily, he recovered his ability to speak, but the problem is the knucklehead doctors hadn't cleaned him up first before they did the stem cell. And then when they did the lipid analysis, he has elevated triglycerides and cholesterol. You don't chase the cholesterol and triglycerides. You can lower them naturally with our specific nutraceuticals to lower triglyceride levels naturally. That's not going to be toxic to your body. And you don't lower cholesterol by blocking HMG-CoA reductase. which is dangerous as hell. In fact, if you give it to a woman, any woman, and this is published and in the medical literature, it's not open to anybody's damned opinion, it increases the risk of getting diabetes by over 200% in females, and it also increases males. Why does it do that? Because it's blocking hormonal management in your peripheral tissues, and your body basically is trying to adapt to a stressor it thinks is causing obesity. And that's another thing I discovered. People don't understand the importance of how the skin and the neuroregulatory capacity of organelles within the skin actually regulate even disease in the body, even obesity. For example, every tissue, everybody that's overweight has basically subdermal fat, and it's hypothermic. It's switched off literally by neurocomplexes in the skin that regulate your autonomic nervous system, and I know how to reverse it. First in the world. I just discovered that, how to reverse it. So you have to understand whether you got toenail fungus, or you got osteopenia, or you're getting cancer with metastases. We can not only diagnose where it's located, but we can actually stop it with a combination of things like, for example, our NutriMeds, MalignaBlock, Elagic Acid, Seraflexime, and Inflamix to strip off the fibronectin capsule, boost your natural killer cell activity with NutriDefense. Myco-D2 is a zircothionine in it. That's why it's called oncomycin, because it fights cancer. High levels of vitamin D, because vitamin D, without vitamin D, your immune cells cannot fight cancer. And we use vitamin D3 as well as D2. We can use other nutraceuticals to repair your DNA or induce apoptosis. And MalignaBlock, which has sulforaphane glycosinolate, or the ellagic acid that has 300 times higher concentration of ellagic than even pomegranate, the sacred plant that was on the capitol buildings of all the ancient Hebrew buildings, because it repairs DNA. So, Ryan, we're having you back here. I'm talking about the remarkable state of our NutriMeds and how we're fighting even cancer. For example, we use MalignaBlock, ellagic acid. We use Inflamix to strip off the fibronectin capsule. Without vitamin D, by the way, your immune cells can't even fight cancer. Most people aren't aware of that. How many cancer doctors measure vitamin D levels in their cancer patients, do you think?
That's funny. I was having that conversation with cancer doctors, but just in the generality of the American public. The awareness is certainly a lot higher than it has been for D and checking D, but it's funny because I think, the way that our medicine works is, well, you're not deficient, so it's not a problem. You're like, well, is that optimal? You're like,
No. If you got cancer, you're
optimized.
Yeah, your vitamin, by the way, without vitamin D, you can't not only reverse congestive heart failure, but you can't even fight cancer or serious infections causing sepsis. I'm going to make some bold statements here because I'm putting together a series of what we call simulcast videos that are going to be on PowerPoint, literally reviewing all the latest summer 2018 updates and all the major paradigms of every major illness. And I'm going to start off from the head. Dementia, cancer, heart disease, periodontal disease, leaky gut syndrome, autoimmunity. Did you know, for example, that cancer is a fungus? Have you ever heard that theory before?
No, I have not.
It is. It's a fungus. And what induces the cancer cell transformation is aflatoxins that fungus generates. So I just heard that one of the Jackson family died. He just recently died, the head of the family. Joel died, I think, at 83 from cancer. Guess what? Cancer is a fungus.
People say that's why it's so hard to get rid of. Anybody that's got fungus in their shower or between your toes, you're like, man, that stuff's hard to get rid of. You're like, there you go.
Well, let me explain, okay? And I'm going to go back 3,000 years ago to Moses, which, by the way, meant he was the next appointed pharaoh. Moses, like, say somebody's name is Son, like Johnson or Erickson or whatever. He was the next designated pharaoh because he's the smartest, most intelligent, and created being that God put on the earth, who was adopted by the previous pharaoh, who was supposed to be the pharaoh because he was the guy. He's my ancestor. Now, he's given a lot of those gifts to me, God has, to try to literally break the paradigms, because I went into medicine not because I wanted to, it's because my grandfather was dying of diabetes. And when I started doing my research, I got persecuted, and they threatened to pull my license for working with the head of pathology. So I've done research in so many areas, including mapping, pain, arthritis, autoimmunity, cancer, toxicology, and every time I have received massive, vile persecution from the so-called medical profession. Now, I want you to know, it just made me tougher. It's like being a mixed martial artist. I've been in the battlefield long enough now. I'm like a Delta Force Special Ops guy. I'm not going to take any captives here anymore. And I want people to know, I can prove it. When you've got cancer, you've got a fungus. And you also have other pathogens growing in there with it. I call it a pathogen soup. Viruses, bacteria, genetic changes. It's a fungus. It's not wild?
It's been said, any society is only...
Welcome back. So, Ryan, pick out a couple of top nutraceuticals. We talked about cancer being a fungus. And I'll give you an example of what I do with cancer. We use our antipathogenics, Allicin Med, Nutridyne, NutriSilver, NutriImmune 26Y, because you got to boost the immune system. What the ancient Coenics would do, if they actually found a building that was sick with bad mold, they know the mold was going to kill you. If you got Stachybotrys chitaro or some other mold-inducing, cancer-inducing mold in your home, you're not going to have a bad day. You're going to die. People say, oh, fungus is not bad. I'm thinking, really, after Katrina and the fungus in people's homes, it wasn't deadly? Are you kidding me? In fact, my brother, who lives in Beaumont, Texas, his home got poisoned. He's a pharmacist and actually has a background in chemistry and so on. They had to strip the home right down to the bones and actually put new drywall on and everything because of the flooding. So you have to understand, fungus is not a minor thing. It's big, bad stuff. That's why if you eat food with mold or fungus on it, and your immune system is not fully functional to knock it out, it's not just in the budding and branching form, and usually you get co-pathogens, viruses, bacteria, nanobacteria, psittacosis, and other organisms that you can't even imagine. How many pathogens do you think sit on the human skin, the average human person? 200. You wonder why when people get psoriasis or other conditions, or they get arterial disease, they don't just have nanobacteria in their artery walls. They get Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, and other pathogens. Your arteries are a filthy mess. If you got dirty teeth and you have periodontal disease and you're not properly flossing, in fact, one of the new technologies I've seen, I just tested out last week, is called an air floss you can get with your Sonic Air. You get an air floss. Boy, it ever blasts the hell out of the plaque, and I use my hydrofloss machine, too, which reverses the charge in the plaque to pull it off. But I put into that device our Nutridyne or NutriDefense, and it cleans the hell off the teeth so your gums aren't bleeding anymore. If you don't take care of yourself with NutriMeds, no drug's going to fix you. And
you hit a great point when you were talking before the break about, you know, the fungal aspects of, like, how cancer works and stuff like that. But when we look at this, we're like, you know, we're exposed to this imbalance, like you're saying, between bacteria, or we're overrun with viruses or a fungus. The immune system's weak. It's worn down. It can't fight back. And so, as you say, there's some manual things you can do. And then there's all this internal fight that we can create. And I want to highlight, Dr. Bill, many people in the NutraMedical family know the power of this formulation. But Power C Plus is one of those key regulators for the immune system. This is your neutral pH vitamin C that allows you to fight on a much bigger and deeper level.
A lot of it's more concrete. I'll give you an example of a factor. We talked about yesterday with Matthew, my oldest son, who's back here going to a naturopathic and oriental medical school here in San Diego. He'll be back here in the next month or so, finishing his degree, his degrees. And what people don't understand, since the year 2000, how much do you think the average IQ has dropped in America, the millennials, compared to the previous generations? 4.5 points. Now, that might not seem like a lot, but it shows a hell of a lot of people into the basically hardly able to function kind of category. Now, they're not just getting a drop in IQ. Part of the behavior, for example, of the Uber left and the Uber socialists that are the Bernie Sanders Claus people, is because they're brain damaged by toxic water, food, mineral deficiency, and free radicals, toxic vaccines. In fact, the new socialists in Italy are fighting against the most vile and totalitarian state in the world, which is Italy, to force vaccines. If you don't take 10 vaccines, you can't even go to school in Italy. Did you know that? And these vaccines, even the new socialist populist director says, these are not safe, they're dangerous. And he's not a medical doctor. He's got his medical doctor friends that told him, they're forcing people to take something that's going to harm their children's brains, and the kids probably don't have an adequate nutritional background to even tolerate the toxicology of heavy metals and adjuvants in the vaccines. Now, if you happen, then I can do the test on people. I found the actual gene complexes that in blacks and Hispanic increase the risk of ADD and ADHD 300% to 500% in non-whites because they get more of these gene polymorphisms of 5-methylfolate reductase inhibitors, etc., they actually have gene SNPs that if I do their 23andMe, I can tell them they're more likely to get brain damaged by vaccine. Did you know that? I can do that for years. I can take your kid at 1 week of age and tell you, if you start vaccinating that kid, that the lights are going to go out in his little bright or her eyes, and they're going to become brain damaged in ADD or Asperger syndrome. Isn't that awful?
It's terrible. Very
yeah.
terrible.
And people say, oh, it's open to opinion. No, it's not open to damned opinion. It's called science. And that's where I've gotten into trouble. Not because I have an extreme opinion that's based on just being, you know, a self-centered narcissistic maniac, which I'm not. I'm humble in the fact that I know that my knowledge comes from God, and God made me this way. I'm a warrior. And I believe in science. In other words, when I do testing, like I did a bunch of tests yesterday at Meridian Valley Labs on this poor gentleman that had strokes and has serious health problems, I'm going to fix him, not just play around with this condition, because I'm going to use evidence-based nutraceutical and non-nutraceutical therapies, including Novastem and in Santa Clarita to give him a hypoxic stem cell transplant. I'm using photochromic light therapy. I'm going to give nutraceuticals to reverse his dyslipidemia, not drugs that are going to make him demented or dysmyelinate his brain. I'm going to give him things to reduce blood viscosity so his blood flows like water and not like corn syrup or, in Canada, maple syrup. You know, Einstein made this statement. He said, don't talk about me being smart. He said, talk about being curious. I'm more curious than anybody I know. In fact, it drove everybody crazy around me, including even my wife. She said, Bill, stop talking. My brain is about to burst. I think in equations even when I sleep at night. And people say, well, why are you like that? I say, I don't know. God made me this way. I'm curious. I don't believe anything until I validate it, and I can't deal with cognitive dissonance, whether it's geopolitical or medical or whatever. What I've discovered, virtually everything I've been taught in medical school and residency is pure horse manure. It's disgusting. And even the doctors in the functional medicine, they play around on the weekend and think, well, I'll be a more attractive doctor if I do functional medicine. Listen, learning how to use half a dozen nutraceuticals and throw them at people once in a while isn't fixing it unless you know how to do testing. Functional medicine combining everything from mild hyperbarics to photochromic light therapy to all the other things, so you can actually fix it, or you can get rid of the stealth pathogens that are cooking away in their body, making them have leaky gut syndrome. For example, our probiotics, if you don't fix your leaky gut syndrome, why do you think you're going to settle down your lupus erythematosus or your rheumatoid arthritis when you've got stealth Mycoplasma fermentans incognita causing immune homology to attack the synovial membranes and the subtype of collagen that's identical to the pathogens that are in your joints and in your gut? How the hell do you think you're going to get better? I mean, you think you can throw a rheumatological drug at it or gold salts? I remember in the early 1970s, that's 45 years ago, when I was doing synovial analysis work in the lab with Dr. John Woodbury, I asked him questions, and he would say, nobody's asked me those kind of questions before. He even tried to blackmail me to be his resident to solve his own problem with ankylosing spondylitis by sicking his daughter, who was pretty hot, but she was about 6 years older than me, and she was a redhead, physical therapist working at the children's hospital, thinking, well, I'll nail him down, even get him to marry my daughter. People don't know what's going on in the world. It's sickening, isn't it? It's disgusting. It's weird. There's no deficiency of ignorance, is there? None.
No.
I mean, if I put in all the stories that I've been through, people say, that couldn't happen. You can make a miniseries with 10 seasons. People say, oh, no, Deagle's just arrogant. No, I'm not. God's crushed me down like powder. Let me tell you, I've been crushed a lot. That's why when people want to argue with me about pro-life, they said, I gave my story on the steps of Capitol Building 21 years ago in Denver, Colorado, on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, and I had people in front of me from NOW, the Deportation Rights Group, and they broke their signs and cried out for repentance. Okay, when I talk to doctors that think they know everything, I have doctors and nurses as patients, and they thank God that I'm telling them the truth because they don't want to suffer their colleagues. They beg me to help them get better. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And some of these guys are doctors 35 years doing the same crap. You know, it's like my grandfather used to say to one of the older jewelry store guys who thought he knew more than my grandfather, was pretty smart. He had grade 3. And he said, no, you're not in business 50 years to this jeweler. He said, you're in business 1 year 50 times over, but making the same stupid mistakes. Man. Don't be stupid. Don't wander elsewhere. Go on the sewer net or think your naturopath or your doctor is going to figure this out. Deagle will. Period. You know, you came up with a good idea, Ryan, and I've thought about this last year before we did our upgrades to our new website, is to put a simple intake questionnaire, because a lot of people think, oh, it's too much of a leap. You know, first off, I made it now so there's no barrier. In other words, one of my sons, my youngest son, is actually a genius at mathematics and betting, and he actually writes for Roto Grinder. He's a martial artist. He gets trained in San Diego in mixed martial arts. That's Chris. And I told him, I said, you know what, why don't you do a no-fault betting thing so you give people advice, you only get paid if they actually make money. Well, I'm doing the same thing here in NutriMedical. If you email me, even if you never listened to the program or bought a product, I'll email you back and tell you what products to take for a particular condition, or even tell you what tests to do with your local doctor so they can validate and find out what the hell's wrong with you. And then if you actually purchased one product in the last year, I'll even give you a call back free. Nobody, it's like a no-fault bet. You know, like I told my son, I said, do a no-fault bet system. You don't make any money unless they win the bet. Okay? The fact is that people are so snowed with marketing, they believe the knuckleheads out there saying they got a better water filtration system or the better vitamin or better this and that. People are so snowed and they believe the sewer net. If the marketing is good and flashy, if they like the person, if they're good looking and they have a nice delivery, they believe the crap, and they have no way of intellectually testing to see if whether what they're told is going to work or how to go back and do blood, urine, stool, or quantum testing to find out even actually if what they took was going to help them fight their cancer or their arthritis or osteopenia or osteoporosis. And then they go to their knucklehead doctor who just wants to pharmacologically get them out of the office. The average doctor's got 1 foot in the office exam room door, 1 foot out, and their fingers on the magic script pad, and they only have so many seconds because they want to terminate the interview with a script and give you a piece of paper saying, go get this med, and then see you later next year. I mean, that's how crazy it is. It's insanity. It's not functional medicine. It's not real health care. It's a substitute I call pre-embalming, where they pre-embalm you with polypharmacy. That's what they're doing. They should get an undertaker fee. How's that? What do you think?
Yeah.
Maybe they should get get a new certificate. You know, Doctors of Undertaker. DU. The MD, they'll be DUs. Doctors of Undertake. Right?
Yeah.
It is. It's, and people, they don't know how to listen. I get more. Most people either listen to the program directly, like this nurse I talked to 2 days ago and was going to do a full consult, including metapathia scan, or they're referred by friends because they want to save their carcass. I have health professionals all over the world. They're from Santiago, Chile, Egypt, Indonesia, China. I got people all over the place, including health professionals. They don't want to suffer their colleagues. They don't want their colleagues to kill them, especially nurses. Nurses know what doctors are like, arrogant SOBs that don't know shit. Excuse my English, but they don't. If you ask them basic science or biochemistry, intermediate metabolism, toxicology, quantum biophysics, they don't have a clue. They're not even in the same universe, let alone have any logical way of analyzing and parsing the problem. It's mind-boggling. And even in the published literature that's in their own journals, they don't know how to read it. I talked to a cardiologist 6 months ago, and I had a dual laser viscometer in my office, which, by the way, Meridian Valley Lab has. I worked with a Harvard cardiologist 20 years ago, working on the cause of dyslipidemia and cardiac disease, including advanced cardiac markers like factor V Leiden mutation, blood viscosity, oxidized T-bars, fatty acids, etc., and lipid fractions. And I was doing lipid electrophoresis 20 years ago. And when I talked to this knucklehead cardiologist, he thought it was all voodoo. And the guy I worked with was a Harvard-level cardiologist who was doing dual laser viscometry, which I had in my office. Guess what? There's no limit to stupidity. It's everywhere. And the fact is, these doctors don't want to solve the problem because it's bad for business. isn't it? That's why when you get our Nutri-Med, you're not going to be in the same category as other companies. Even companies who use, I used to think years ago, maybe they're going to actually make breakthroughs and get the information through. They've made a huge, giant mistake of marketing directly to the public through Amazon and so on. How are the people at Amazon going to know what nutraceuticals you need and if they're even effective or bioavailable? Ours are bioavailable, bioactivated, and they persist in your body so they can actually work. And they jump any gene defects you have in your chromosomes. So you know what your gene defects are? I ask the average person that sends me an email, do you have your 23andMe? Oh, yeah. I said, have you ever done a Prometheus analysis? And I said, well, what's that? I said, it costs you $5. It'll take your computer 20 minutes to download your 23andMe and give you a Prometheus analysis of your gene SNPs, and you can send it to me. They said, you're kidding. I said, no. I said, I'll even look at your gene SNPs and tell you what nutraceuticals you can take that jump your gene defects that we have in Nutri-Med, like the monoamine oxidase A that'll make you a violent maniac if you're black and have a higher frequency of these gene polymorphisms. People say, you're kidding. My doctor doesn't know that. I said, of course your doctor is not even in the same dimension. You think he's going to look at your Prometheus analysis or pathway genomics testing to see what the hell's wrong with your genes or your epigenes or your organic acids?
I think you brought up a good point when you said most of them don't even measure vitamin D, so for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I mean, come on, and they're running like gerbils in the cage. I call it gerbils in the medical cage. You ever seen a gerbil run? These doctors with their white coats and are running with a gerbil cage with a little magic script pad, you know.
Oh. They're only allowed what insurance is going to bill them back, so, you know.
Yeah, that's why I don't want national health care. I see Bernie Sanders. Listen, I worked under the health care system in Canada. I remember talking to an emigre from Britain who was triple boarded specialist as an internal medicine doctor, an allergist, and an ophthalmologist. And he was in Calgary, Dr. Ivor Glacier, and he trained me in the wrinkle method of allergy testing 38 years ago. And in order to test one person, it takes an entire week of wrinkle method testing to test what your sensitivities are. And I was real skeptical. I said, hey, Ivor, I don't think this will hurt me. Now, at the time, I was running 6 to 10 miles a day. I was in ideal shape, super strong, everything, no problem. Good chin lift on the door jam, 200 chin lifts. I can't do that now. But let me tell you, back then, he gave me my first shots and proved I was allergic to different things. It laid me on the ground. I couldn't stand up. I learned just how stupid I was back then when I talked to someone who was wiser than me, an old doctor who escaped the healthcare system of Britain, realizing they don't want innovative doctors in these countries.
Well,
and if you give an Apache score that exceeds a certain limit or you're older, they just kill you.
Wow, it sounds like it's all well and good when you're like, well, as long as somebody's paying for it. But eventually, like you said, now we're going to run out of other people's money, and then you're just...
I call it OPM. That's why you got a Bernie Sanders clause. I call hangnail medicine at the speed of light. You got a hangnail, man, you got three doctors and nurses ready to treat that hangnail. You got something serious that requires some brain power and some innovation. That's not necessarily a lot of money. I can treat people, for example, that want a stem cell transplant at a fraction of the cost, give them the right nutraceuticals, help their stem cells work, detox them first so the damn stem cells work. You wouldn't believe all the maniacs in these stem cell clinics just kind of, hey, come on down to Costa Rica, we'll give it to you. I had one patient who was a customer of mine who somehow all of a sudden he got this genius kind of lightning bolt in his head, thought, oh, I'm going to just go to Costa Rica, and I wanted to come on my show and get donations to go there. I said, did Dr. Deagle recommend you go there? Well, no. I said, what would Dr. Deagle say to you? He said, well, I don't know. I said, I already told you where to go. You go to Novastem in Santa Clarita with the Stem Medica cells in San Diego, or hypoxic stem cells that are super high concentration at a fraction of the cost of Costa Rica. I said, if you decide to do that, I'll get bring on the show and try to get donations to get you down there. I said, but are you taking all my Nutri-Meds? Well, not. I said, why do you think you're going to get better from your MS? He said, well, I'm cognitively better, but I'm not walking. I said, if you don't do everything I tell you, how the hell do you expect to make you better when I'm in the process of learning while I heal you? And people don't realize, you know, their own doctor is going to give them drugs for MS. I mean, I work with MS patients. I worked with a dean of medicine back 40 years ago. And at Motion Disorders Lab, and people with different motor disorders, including Parkinson's, MS, and so on, do you think conventional doctors can treat and fix these things? Of course not. They're going to medicate you into your grave. It's scary. I mean, if I could make a comedy routine of this and get people drunk eating their munchies up in L.A., I'm thinking about it just to be, you know, humorous to say, hey, you know what? Let's just get Deagle up there with some material from my daily consults and just make people laugh while they're getting drunk and eating munchies about real cases with the names changed so they can realize how crazy things are.
Thanks, Dr. Bill.
Get NutriMeds only. Don't wander around. Don't go elsewhere. Don't think you're all of a sudden a Google genius because you went on the internet and the sewer net told you something. For God's sake. And if you don't take our NutriMeds when you get your Red Deer Velvet, don't think your Red Deer Velvet from some Yahoo is going to make you all better. You know what? I'm not going to give you those guarantees. The only one who can guarantee that is God. And He wants to heal you, but we will try to heal you in steps based on evidence-based nutraceuticals, technology, epigenetic frequency therapy, etc. But don't believe the lies. It's like in the military, they talk about a target-rich environment. We have a Yahoo-rich environment right now, don't we? Nasty. Back in a moment with Hour 2. Open lines on any topic. Have the bravery to call in. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.